Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Proposing new tax breaks for working Americans, a federal ban on price gouging on groceries, and incentives for first-time house buyers and home builders, Vice President Harris. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The vice president is shifting toward bigger, more progressive policies. I mean, the idea of debt cancellation, not just medical debt on your credit report. She's out there saying we should cancel medical debt. That is a policy that would have seemed pretty out there for the Democratic Party even a couple of years ago. And she is fully embracing that.
Recording its first case of polio in years, the Palestinian Health Ministry, an unvaccinated 10-month-old child in Gaza. Ukraine's military push into Russia is inflicting losses on Russia, and the goal is maximum damage to all Russian positions, says Ukraine's president. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance's plane made an emergency landing shortly after takeoff from Milwaukee today. Nobody hurt. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors say one woman tried to defraud Elvis Presley's descendants out of millions of dollars and his iconic Memphis estate.
Foreclosure on Graceland was stopped in part because of notary Kim Philbrick. She was said to have notarized Lisa Marie Presley's loan that pledged her late father's estate as collateral. But she says she never met Lisa Marie.
If I didn't say that I didn't notarize it, what would they have done? With the foreclosure gone through? I don't know.
Federal authorities now say they know there was a fraudulent scheme and they believe Lisa Finley of Missouri was behind it. She's been arrested, charged with mail fraud and aggravated identity theft. Brian Clark, ABC News.
U.S. consumer sentiment rose slightly this month. University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index edged up to 67.8. up more than a point from July, indicating Americans' expectations for the future rose while their feelings on current conditions sank. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decora Sales Commission Big Dispersal Event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
A few
few clouds with fog possible tonight with a low of 65. A few breaks of sunshine tomorrow, then isolated showers or thunderstorms still possible with a high of 78. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 61. Sunny and seasonal on Sunday with a high of 81. And dry and mostly sunny for Monday with a high of 80 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 5 miles per hour, and the sun is starting to come out a little bit. Those clouds are starting to clear away a bit, and our current temperature is 71 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
right, a great song to get you fired up on this Friday night. I'm Tim Thede, and that was Jesse G featuring Gretchen Wilson with Like My Whiskey, right here on Country and Community, WRCO. Hope your Friday is a good one. I know it's been kind of a dreary, rainy day, and rain's kind of let up for now. It looks like, according to Brittany Merlot, she says we're not going to get possibly any more rain this evening. I did look on the radar. There is maybe a few scattered shower or two off to the west of Richland Center, but there is right now it doesn't look like we're going to get anything for now. So we did receive 13/100ths of an inch of rain, so pretty good amount, and that started at around 2:45 this afternoon. So hopefully you can get out and do whatever you want to do. According to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, it's 71 degrees. And, of course, that rain was a courtesy of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, the reading that I just read you. And our time is 6:19 on this Friday night. And there was some events that were canceled for this evening. The main one, big one that was canceled was the Chambers Night Market. That has been canceled. Also, the Aquatic Center is closed, and actually, normally they close around this time on Friday, but they do still have their private pool party being held tonight, so if anybody was going to attend that party, it's still on, so head on down to the Woodman Aquatic Center. And also, the Hub City Tractor Pull is still on tonight, but that was supposed to start at 6:30. It's starting at 7 o'clock now, so if you think you're running late to it, well, you're still on time. You still have a little bit of time and be there by 7, and you'll be able to take in all of the action. Also, another event that's going on this weekend is Wild West Days in Viroqua, and that's being held today through Sunday. Events are kicking off tonight with the Richard City Memorial Family Horse Pull. That actually started at 5 o'clock. And then the singer Bree Morgan will entertain at 9. Cost of admission is $5. Ranch Rodeo preliminaries will begin Saturday morning at 9, with the grounds opening at 10. Other activities tomorrow include hog wrestling at 1, a costume contest at 3, the stock dog livestock handling demonstration at 5:30, mutton bustin' at 6, Hell on Hooves, Ranch Rodeo, Bulls and Barrel at 7, and the Pie City Twisters Band entertaining at 9 o'clock. Weekend passes to Wild West Days are available for $30 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. The cost of the admission to the rodeo on Saturday is $15 for adults and $7 for those 12 and under. This cost includes the Pie City Twisters Band tomorrow evening. Coming up next from 2015, Luke Bryan featuring Karen Fairchild with Home Alone Tonight.
Oh, oh, what you doing in this place?
Well, I could probably ask you the same thing.
Another round, girl, what you think?
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink, so make it 7-on-7.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling up the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot, till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a time, it's gonna stop. A night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance. But if you want, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night and I got a bottomless tab, so let's go. Shot for shot for shot, till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock, it's gonna stop. A night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't got to, I ain't got to go home alone tonight. It feels too good to
always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn till my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard and a garden, every front door and screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, if they did when I punched the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decorah Sales Commission Big Dispersal Event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil D. I'll be here Saturday night for old-time rock and roll melodies. The Solid Gold Dancers will be here. Hank's mom and dad sent him something from the South for the potluck.
Pickled pig feet and pickled chitlins. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy!
Joanne, what is your dish to pass? It's empty. You're supposed to put something in it.
Sorry!
Hey, rock and rollers, we hope you'll join us Saturday night for old-time rock and roll hoot and hijinks and some great rock and roll from the likes of the year of 1964, our featured year. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing, and you'll help us program the show, I hope. So be along with us between 6 and midnight Saturday night. Those Were the Days is sponsored by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Turbos in Hub City, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Jay's Power Center.
Clouds with fog possible tonight with a low of 65. A few breaks of sunshine tomorrow. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are still possible with a high of 78. Winds will be northwest 10 to 15. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 61. Sunny and seasonal on Sunday with a high of 81. And dry and mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 80. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's partly sunny outside, and our current temperature is 71 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Stars without the guitar.
southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country, but sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
It's fun for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Bring the kids for the great carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities. Admission to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday, $10 Friday and Saturday, with kids 8 and under free. There are plenty of things for the kids during the day, all free with gate admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gays Mills, August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to everyone. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. With the help of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic is dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Egg was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
WRCO 100.9.
Mama got married to someone I barely knew. They had me, then they had my sister too. And I was too young to understand why he left, but how it broke my mama's heart, I'll never forget. It was 3 years before she met somebody new, and though I didn't have much to compare him to, he was the best man my mama ever loved. Not the kind that walks away, but the kind that don't give up. Someone to look up to, even a boy of 8 could understand. He was the best man. He called me his son, and I called him my dad. He was like no friend that I had ever had. He taught me how to drive a nail and build a go-kart, and how to love a woman with all of my heart. One night we watched him get down on one knee and ask Mama to be his wife. Then he asked me to be the best man. I stood by his side as he lifted the veil of that beautiful bride. He said, I do. Then she did too. And she walked back down the aisle holding hands with the best man. Best man. Dad, you're still the best man.
That was Blaine Larson with the best man on WRCO. Time is 6:50. And right now the Brewers are playing against the Cleveland Guardians. They're opening a 3-game series at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers did pretty good against the Dodgers. It looked kind of bleak at first. They were down 2-0, and the next 2 games they came back and won. So that's pretty good. The Dodgers is probably one of the best teams in the majors, the team that everybody's going to say is going to be there in the World Series. But, you know, the Brewers, I think, are going to take care of that. Maybe have it, you know, spoil their parade, rain on their parade. But we'll see what happens. First of all, though, the Brewers have to beat the Guardians tonight, and they got a lot of season ahead of them anyways. But, yeah, they take on the Guardians, and the first pitch for that contest at AmFam Field will be at 7:10. You can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame for that contest is now underway. Here's Mr. Chris Stapleton, White Horse.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun. My mind turning like a cloud of dust. My heart always wants to run.
Don't want to leave, but I might this time. Seconds from whispering goodbye. Yeah, the wheels are turning in my mind.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson, talking about her proposed federal ban on price gouging on groceries. Vice President Harris in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I know most businesses are creating jobs, contributing to our economy, and playing by the rules. But some are not. And that's just not right. And we need to take action when that is the case.
Donald Trump says Harris's proposals would be a disaster. He has not told yet how he would try to lower prices. Mediators are preparing for a possible ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza, says a U.S. official, reporting its first case of polio in years. Gaza's health ministry, a 10-month-old Palestinian child. Replacing the resigning New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who was convicted of corruption charges, George Samir Helmy, the only Arab-American in the U.S. Senate, appointed by the governor. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. By the end of the year, get ready to pay more for car insurance, according to a new report.
In many areas of the country, both auto and home insurance rates are skyrocketing, and a new report by the insurance tracker Insurify says auto policies are about to go up quite a bit more, 22%.